Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Paul Marshall, Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Central New York. What are some of the common misconceptions about pregnancy care centers?
First off, I think most of the misconceptions about pregnancy centers are intentional lies that have been spread primarily by pro-abortionists to discredit the type of work that we do. They say that we only care about saving the baby and that we really don't care about the woman. They'll try to convey the idea that we force or shame women into choosing life, and none of that is true.
We've been hearing about more acts of violence against crisis pregnancy centers, including in Buffalo, following the leaked Supreme Court opinion about possibly overturning Roe v. Wade.
We've been the target of criticism and political angst for a long time. And it shocks me to think that people are so ignorant that they think pregnancy centers somehow influence the Supreme Court. We exist to educate women and men with evidence-based facts on fetal development so that they can make a fully informed decision. We're not a political advocacy group. And regarding the violence, this battle, in my personal opinion, belongs to the Lord. If it comes with difficulty and risk, so be it. Right now, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies, it's my understanding that they are investigating these acts of violence in the context of domestic terrorism. I think the perpetrators will be apprehended and they will be prosecuted. And those of us that work in pregnancy centers can sleep at night knowing that what we do has helped thousands of women and young couples that were considering abortion change their mind and choose life.
Yeah, and you're not just helping that unborn baby. You oversee several pregnancy care centers in Central New York. So how are you preparing to still serve the community with the potential overturning of the landmark abortion case?
Well, if the Supreme Court makes any changes regarding Roe versus Wade, I don't think it'll impact us at all. New York will remain the abortion capital of the United States, and we will keep reaching out to women who might consider alternatives. So I don't see anything really changing from that perspective. There may be people who come to New York from other states so that they can obtain an abortion, but by and large, they're not going to connect with us. They're going to connect directly to an abortion clinic.
And how about security issues, Paul? Are you all ramping up efforts and saying, okay, well, let's look a little more tightly at what security measures we have in place now?
Yes, absolutely. All of our centers have contacted the local authorities. Many of them were not aware of the Night of Rage and the groups that are targeting pregnancy centers. So we've contacted local police, we've contacted the state troopers in our areas and the sheriffs, and we've installed security cameras and taking other measures to keep our clients and our staff safe.
I'm glad to hear that. Paul, what impact do you expect the Supreme Court's new ruling to have in New York State? And by the way, I learned that this new package of bills that Kathy Hochul has signed into law, there's a part of it that means reviewing facilities that offer ultrasounds.
Well, she just signed the bill last week, so we really haven't had any communication, but what they did is they passed a bill that authorizes the Department of Health to conduct a study of pregnancy centers under the guise of wanting to learn more about the unmet healthcare needs of women in New York State. But when you read the bill, it specifically states how we hinder women from obtaining abortion. So most of us feel that this is nothing more than a fishing expedition in order to find ways to discredit our work, reduce our effectiveness, and strengthen the likelihood of women choosing abortion. In my mind, enough is enough. I know a lot of women who are awfully grateful that they came to a pregnancy center versus an abortion clinic. Mm. So my voice says hands off.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Two things. I would ask that all of your listeners continue to pray for the staff and volunteers and the clients that come to pregnancy centers, and also to pray, you know, changing the law is not going to change what decision most women will make. The only thing that's really going to change is if they change their heart. So continue to pray that God will just touch the hearts of every woman who finds themselves in a situation where they're experiencing unplanned pregnancy, touch their hearts to choose life over abortion. Our hope is that women will make a fully informed decision, and I think the only place they're going to get that is in a pregnancy center.
That's Paul Marshall with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Central New York. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.